You're listening to WUWM, and I'm Latoya Dennis. Hospitals have been some of the places hit hardest by COVID-19. For months now, doctors, nurses, and other staff have been working to save the lives of patients sickened by the coronavirus while also keeping themselves safe. A group of Milwaukee-area musicians has been offering comfort by providing hospital workers a way to escape, if only for a few minutes. The Black String Triage Ensemble was formed to provide spiritual and emotional healing by playing at the scenes of shootings and overdoses. But in recent weeks, the musicians have added emergency rooms to their list of venues.
The goal is really anytime that we show up for people to be able to unburden themselves.
David Hallman is founder and musical director for the Black String Triage Ensemble.
It's the permission to grieve so that you can, on the other side of that, collect yourself and continue to go about your day. We are the release valve. Our job is to catch the tears as they fall.
Holman's orchestra has been playing outside of hospital emergency rooms across Milwaukee. On a recent Friday night, the musicians were set up outside Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. There has been a spike in the number of kids contracting the virus. The first song of the night is "Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child." Holman says the program is designed to take listeners through the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. The orchestra, made up of solely Black and Brown string players, performs music by Black and Brown artists. Each song played has been assigned an emotion. Anger is portrayed with the Frederick Douglass Funeral March. Once the orchestra reaches acceptance, the mood is a bit more upbeat with the song "People Get Ready." After the musicians move through the stages of grief, Holman says they then highlight something that for some people has been there all along: faith.
If we don't believe it's going to get better, then we give up as humans. I've been a church musician most of my life, so that means when it comes to people, you're walking with them in weddings, you're walking with them in funerals, and everything in between.
Holman says that while he doesn't personally know anyone suffering from COVID-19, the illness has all of us thinking about our own mortality, especially during the time of reckoning the world is experiencing over the value of Black and Brown lives.
African-American, Black folks, Latinx folks, we are affected by COVID-19 the most, right? And probably get the worst treatment.
That's Alita Lacoste, a violinist with the Black String Triage Ensemble. Still, Lacoste says these performances outside emergency rooms are about honoring those who have fallen victim to COVID-19 and the people working tirelessly to save their lives.
When COVID first started, the people were delivering meals and doing all that kind of stuff, and I don't think that's happening as much anymore. So we wanted to just give them a spot of joy and tell them that we appreciated them.
And Lacoste says it's healing for the musicians too. She says between the impact of COVID-19 and seeing Black people being murdered by officers sworn to protect and serve, life is hard right now.
You know, because anybody asks Black people, how do you feel? And we're like, I can't sleep. I can't, you know. This is what centers us. And giving, right, and sharing the music that we love, it's not only a beautiful thing for our audience, right, to honor them, but we're healing ourselves at the same time.
On a different Friday night, the orchestra again wanted to honor those first responders, but were met with a reaction they had not expected. Security asked that they leave because of concerns over COVID-19 and people gathering, a sign of the times we're living through. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.